We're thankful to be able to be here today. We're reminded of the words of the psalmist, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?"
Amen.
That's a great question. I don't know that I have the answer to that. I'm just glad he loved me. And I appreciate that. Thinking about a verse of scripture this morning in the Gospel of John chapter 15. As the Lord here declares this great statement, "I am the true vine," and he is. I want you to understand something. Outside of him, there is no other. He's not just a vine. He is the vine. And as he begins to speak to his disciples here, he said, "Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, the more can you except you abide in me." He said, "I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." And I believe that's the truth this morning. I see here the inability of man, but the ability of God. I see the love of God. And what touched my heart here was so many times over and over again in this 15th chapter, he uses the word abide. And it simply means to stay in place. I believe there's a great temptation sometimes as a child of God to move from the place that God has you. There's a lot of resistance. There's a lot of opposition. There's things that come our way that can move us. The Apostle Paul said, "But none of these things move me." But the Lord said, "You need to abide in me." He says, "I abide in you to remain." It has the ideal of to endure. And there's some things we're simply going to have to endure as a child of God. Some things are coming our way. And friend, God has so ordained it means to continue. And it means to stand. Paul said, "Stand, having done all to stand." As he talks about abiding in him, I thought about there's some things right here. I'll just share a few things with you and be done. But I believe if we'll abide in these things, we'll be able to abide in him. And when we abide in him, we can bring forth much fruit, not for my glory, not for your glory, but for the glory of the Lord. I believe we need to abide in his word. He said, "Now you cling to the word which I have spoken unto you." I believe the more time we spend in the word, the more time we abide in his word, friend, the more we'll be likely to abide in him. For the word is him tonight. This morning it speaks of him. It draws us to him. I appreciate the word of God. And he said, "Now you cling to the word which I have spoken unto you." I think we ought to abide in prayer. The apostle did say to pray without ceasing, to be in a continual mindset or in a state where we can talk to our heavenly Father anytime and all the time. And there's never a time that we do not need him. As a matter of fact, he said these words, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will." That's what he said in verse 7, "It shall be done of you." I think we need to abide in prayer. If we've ever needed to pray, it's now. Yes. Amen. We need to abide in prayer, not on occasion, not, friend, when the chips are down, not, friend, when things have happened in our lives that bring unpleasant circumstances. But thank God we ought to pray without ceasing. Amen. Jesus said, "Men ought always to pray and not to faint." I think we need to abide in his fellowship. Amen. To walk with him. Well, Brother Hyde said it, friend, he missed the fellowship. And you miss the fellowship when you're unable to see one another. Why is that? Because we are a family. Amen. We're the family of God. We have the same Father. We have the same Savior. We're in the same family, thank God. We ought to abide in the fellowship. As we abide in that fellowship, as we fellowship one with another and with him, friend, we are in a place where we can abide in him. Friend, I want to be in a place in my life where I can be used. And I thought about this fruit. And Brother Robert, really, fruit is just the proof or the evidence that it is what it says it is. And if we say we're a child of God, there should be something manifest in our life that says and proves that we are. Amen. And friend, for that to happen, we must abide in him. For the branch can do nothing of itself. Nothing whatsoever. Anything that we have or be or hope to be, it's because of the vine. Yeah. And lastly, we ought to abide in his love. He said in verse 10, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love." Amen. Amen. He said, "Hereby shall all men know you're my disciples because you have love one toward another." Right. Simple, we need to abide. There's so many things in this hour, friend, that would tend to draw us away or cause us to look away or cause us to walk maybe at a distance like Peter did. But friend, that to abide, to stay, to remain, to stay close, to walk in fellowship, to walk in love. And I believe, friend, if we'll do these things, not only will we have some fruit, but we'll have much fruit. And friend, and then it'll not be so much what we say, but it's what we are. And it's what we are that makes so much a difference. As people see us from day to day in this life, may they see Christ in us, who is the hope of glory. Amen.